Britain. Schools. Roll call. The struggle to recruit and retain teaching staff in England.
Across Britain, around 10 million school-aged children are returning to classrooms following the summer break. They may have no choice, but the people who teach them do. Many of them are turning away from the profession. In state-funded secondary schools, where the problem of teacher shortages is most acute, the pupil-teacher ratio has increased over the past 14 years from 14.8 to 16.8. The number of teaching assistants in classrooms has also declined since 2010. The problem appears to be worsening. A census of teachers in England last year, education is a devolved matter, found that vacant positions have gone from an average of 1,150 in the 4 years before the COVID-19 pandemic to 2,800 in 2023. Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, listed teacher recruitment as one of his six first steps for change in the Labour Party's election manifesto. The government promises to recruit 6,500 secondary school teachers in England, paid for by putting VAT on private school fees. That would increase teacher headcount by 3% and push the pupil-teacher ratio down to a six-year low. But hiring more teachers is one thing, keeping them another. Over the past 2 years, some 36,200 working-age secondary school teachers quit the profession, the highest rate since records began in 2010. One in 10 newly qualified teachers, or NQTs, quit within 12 months of starting to teach, and one-third leave within 5 years. Some 36% of state school teachers were contemplating leaving in 2023, up from 25% the previous year. They cited workload, stress, and low pay as their principal motivations. NQT salaries were raised to £30,000, that's $39,400 last year, and will increase by 5.5% this month. But teachers will still be paid less in real terms than in 2010, and less than many of their peers in other rich countries. On average, teachers work 6 hours longer each week than other graduates during term time, although holiday and pension benefits are more generous. Teachers have had to tackle a deterioration in pupils' behaviour after COVID-19 lockdowns. Suspensions have doubled compared with the pre-pandemic average. And flexible working, one of the principal benefits of the pandemic, has passed teachers by. Schooling children remains an in-person job. Money can overcome some issues. In-demand teachers in deprived areas can receive extra payments of £6,000 in their first years of teaching. Policymakers want these to be more widespread. Bursaries can help recruit teachers in subjects with particular shortages. Student teachers in maths, computing and the sciences have received a tax-free upfront payment now worth £28,000 during training. There was Beng Huat Si, a professor of education at the University of Birmingham, notes in recent years about half of domestic maths graduates would have had to go into teaching to fill the government's principal training quota for the subject. But public finances are stretched, and bursaries do not tackle the problem of retention. So the government is also thinking about other ways to make teaching more attractive. Bridget Phillipson, the new Secretary of State for Education, told Parliament in July that teachers will now be able to do lesson preparation and planning at home. In August, her department announced that it is creating a content bank of teaching resources that technology companies can use to train their AI models. In time, teachers will be able to use these nationally approved AI models for lesson preparation. The school inspection regime is also being revisited to make it less pressurized. Following the suicide in 2023 of a headmistress whose school had been judged inadequate, the government on September the 2nd scrapped the system whereby inspectors summarize schools' overall performance in a single word. Demography may have the biggest effect. A bulge of children working its way through the system is expected to see secondary school pupil numbers peak in 2027 and then decline steadily. That will reduce classroom sizes and make teaching on the margins a bit easier. But a shortage of children will bring with it an entirely different set of problems.